What additives to the water can help keep your Christmas tree fresh? We're discussing options next on Western Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov. Which additives help the most in potentially keeping your Christmas tree fresh? Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners discusses some of the options.
I've tried them over the years. I'm going to be honest. There was not a noticeable difference to me. Now, if you've got a problem with your water going bad and smelling, you probably did not get your tree to absorb a lot of water up front. Because if the water's moving, it doesn't get stagnant and doesn't get rotty. It doesn't get mold or mildew or anything like that in it. And so that only happens once your tree is done accepting that first flush of water. And then it may still absorb some, but it's absorbing it so slowly that the tree simply isn't keeping the water moving, and then that can become a problem. I suspect most of that issue comes because it never really accepted a lot of water at first. Most of these conifers have a lot of resins in the wood and in the sap, and those are antimicrobial. And so I kind of think if you've got actually a clean connection that's relatively new or anything, you really shouldn't have a problem with those other issues that you put pennies in.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.